What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, now you're, what's your football team? What is your
Giants?
The Giants. Okay, so you've been suffering a little bit, like a lot of people. But I have a question for you, because there's a lot of Buffalo Bills fans in my house, and I've been knowing a lot. And as the Bills have continuously gotten better over these past, you know, few years, the Bills fans are starting to come out again, and the heartbreak after heartbreak, year after year, with the losing to the Chiefs, has been awful. But I have to ask the question, and I'm curious if you have your feelings on this. What is worse? Losing the way that the Bills are right now, not getting to a Super Bowl, but losing in the AFC Championship game year after year after year to the Chiefs, or losing 4 straight Super Bowls? What is worse?
Probably losing 4 straight Super Bowls. Well, I mean, look, I think the reason why I think people would say this is worse is because you don't know if you'll ever get back to this sort of position again. Whereas the 4 Super Bowls, it just sort of feels like, you know, you have that encouragement of, I feel like we can win it next year. Whereas this Chiefs team feels like a dynasty. There wasn't really a dynasty back then. I think they played a different opponent every time, if I'm not mistaken.
With the Super Bowl, they lost to... The only team that they played twice was the Cowboys.
Okay, so they played 3 teams.
Yeah.
So, but this time they're playing just 1 team. So it's just kind of like Groundhog Day all the time. So But I would still say the Super Bowl is because you're right there and... You're just one game. Whereas I think it wouldn't feel as bad if they had beaten the Chiefs. Like because they had lost to the Chiefs even during the regular season.
Well, this year they actually beat them.
Yeah, right. They finally got
over the hump and beat them once.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy how the Chiefs were about to lose their second game and it was only to the Bills this season. But that question alone just makes me feel bad, so much more bad for
the Bills. Yeah. I know. My oldest son, JD, who just turned 15 yesterday, so happy belated. I had that question for him because he only knows the new stuff.
Right.
He only knows. I mean, last Sunday, my house was a morgue. It was a funeral. The kids were up for an hour crying. Like it was that bad. Like we had to like calm people down. It was miserable because they're all Bills fans. My youngest stayed up because he wanted. And I was like, you know what? This is a good opportunity to a couple things. Either A, they win and forget about it. He's all happy and stuff like that. Or it's a learning experience if they lose, which they did, and they have to learn how to lose. Because the one thing I don't want is my kids to go through life not understanding what losing feels like. It can't always be like, hey, here you go. It's another win. Oh, well, you know, you go through struggles. You go through ups and downs. So I don't mind them going through losses. So I was like, if they do lose, it's a good experience. He's going to learn something from it, which I don't really know what he learned just yet because they were just sitting there crying for hours. But anyway, that being said, it was something that when I talked to JD about and I asked him that question, he said to me, he goes, well, the Chiefs are the best team in the league. Like, it sucks that we can't get over that hump, but at least I know that the team I'm losing to is going to go win the Super Bowl. Like, he's rooting for the Chiefs to beat the Eagles because he has that.
Right.
He has that deflection of, hey, at least we lost to the champion.
Yeah, I think it makes the four Super Bowls worse because I feel like I wasn't alive back then, but I would think that they were favored at least a couple of times.
Dude, the Giants game, I don't know if they were favored, but I mean the fact that game they came down to the wire, right. They missed by the field goal. The Redskins game, Commanders, I believe they were favored, and the Cowboys, that second Cowboys game, I don't think they were favored at all. I think they were, and they didn't even show up that game. That was a complete blowout. So that the fourth game of the 4-4, it was the best game they played was versus the Giants, and it went downhill from there. But they were a great team. They were a dynasty that just couldn't get over the hump. Think about that.
Yeah.
But here's my one thing. And you could say that the four Super Bowl losses are worse, but I'll put it this way. I think that you got to at least get to a Super Bowl. Like, this team is so good. Like, you went to a Super Bowl 4 years in a row. You didn't win. It sucks, but you were there. You had the opportunity. Like, part of the getting over the hump, like, I'm not saying I want the Jets or the Giants to get to a Super Bowl and then lose and we're good. At least we got to a Super Bowl. We scratched that itch. We're good now.
Yeah.
No, but I want them to. Like, the fact that the Bills can't get to the Super Bowl, and what if their dynasty is about to end? Like, the Chiefs are still winning. The Bills, their run is ending this year, for example.
Right. I'm trying to put it in perspective as a fan myself from a team that I would root for that's been in that sort of position, which was the Yankees. And because that's the only team I can think of in my head right now, where what was worse, losing to the Dodgers in Game 5 this past year, or that Game 6 against the Astros when Altuve hit the walk off. That's the only thing I can think of to compare it to, because like they both suck. But I just feel like
it's a lot of bad feelings.
Yeah, the one that I think stung more for me would probably be the Astros, because of we were I think we were good enough to beat that team with how good DJ LeMahieu was playing that year.
Yeah, yeah, but he hit that home run, right?
Yeah, to tie the game. But I think I always thought the Dodgers were going to win, and before the season started, you're like, this team is good enough to make a World Series. I was saying I will be happy to make a World Series because I haven't seen one since 2009, and it'll be the first time in 15 years, and I've never had that feeling since then. But once we got there, I'm like, okay, now let's win it. But the thing was, I just always thought the Dodgers were a better team. It was just the way, like, that Game 1 loss and the Game 5 loss just sort of like...
Well, that was a kick in the, you know,
yeah,
what?
I know.
That was bad.
Yeah, it's just... I remember actually someone, like, it's kind of the same question, but it was more like, would you rather lose... It was kind of the same with your son. Like, I want the Chiefs to win because at least we lost to the best. And there was... But it was kind of another one with rivals where it was saying, I think the question was, would you rather lose to your rivals in the first, or rather beat your rivals in the first round, or would you rather lose? I was talking to Hickey about it, where it was like the Mets or Yankees, and he's like, I'd rather lose to the, this is what it was. I'd rather lose in the NLCS to any team than lose to the Yankees in the World Series.
I mean, listen, I understand that point, because the Yankees are like Big Brother, right? Or has been Big Brother right. for a long time. So to lose to the Yankees again, it's like a double whammy. You lost the World Series, but you lost it to the Yankees. You lost it to your rival.
I would rather make the World Series. I know. Maybe that's me talking as a Yankees fan.
And so here's the thing, right? So I talked to, and I hope it doesn't mind that I blow up a spot, because I talked to Paul Dottino on these Giants games all the time. We travel together, and he's kind of like my traveling partner. We sit on the bus. We sit in the train together, the plane together. So we talk a lot. And Paul Dottino does a great job with the Giants. And one thing I've learned from Paul Dottino, his rooting interests are mostly winners. Like, he's a Knicks fan. He's a Giants fan. He's a Yankee fan. All of his teams have won. And he's told, I'm trying to remember what he told me about recently about, the Yankees getting to the World Series. I think this is kind of what we were talking about a little bit. He's satisfied with the Yankees making that run and getting to the World Series and losing. And part of the problem, he's okay with it, is because he's seen every team win. The Knicks have won. The Rangers have won. He's a Ranger fan too. So basically every team he's rooted for, they've all won. He's seen the Giants succeed. So now, even though teams may get a chance to get to the, you know, get in the playoffs, like the fact that the Yankees get in the playoffs every year is almost good enough to him, which is crazy to me that that's a thing. Like, I need to start getting to the playoffs every year just because we're that good. And then I need to win. Like, I'm not satisfied until I see an actual winner. About that. When's the last, like, New York just doesn't win anymore. And I've talked about this many times and had conversations many times. New York just doesn't win. It's been a long time. 2012 was it. The
Giants, right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the Liberty, that's fine, but it's not on the same level. It's just not.
Yeah.
So it's been 13 years since there's been a championship here in New York. It's got to change. And I'm not satisfied. Like, I've seen the Rangers make obviously Rangers made the Stanley Cup in 94 and won. Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I was 12. I couldn't appreciate it as I could now. Watching it with my kids now, all that other stuff. Or even in my 20s, like my heyday when I was a diehard Mets fan, watching, you know, Carlos Beltran strike out on a wicked curveball by freaking Adam Wainwright and can't get to the World Series. Like, there are experiences where it's like, dude, we missed out on so much. I'm not satisfied. I need to get to the you need a title. I need to experience that, at least with one team. I need to experience it. And maybe that would then shift to, okay, well, the Rangers had a really nice run. Like, because that was the other thing, too. He said about the Rangers, like, you know, they've had a really good run. Because I think we were talking about how they dipped in recent months. And maybe this is it for this run of a team for the Rangers. He's like, yeah, well, you know, they gave us a really good run here, so I could live with some down years. Down years? No. Where's the...
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then, now we're going to struggle for a few years, then we'll hopefully rebuild. No. You didn't get to the Stanley Cup. You didn't win a championship. You did nothing. You accomplished nothing.
Does your fandom change in terms of, I want one of my other teams to win more based on how many championships they won? So, like, for example, I I'm a Yankees, Giants, and Nets fan. I've seen the Yankees
win. You could also throw in your soccer allegiance.
And Arsenal.
Yeah, thank you very much. I know you wanted to say that.
Yeah, I did. But, I've seen the Yankees win, and I've seen the Giants win twice. I'll stick with the New York team. I want the Nets to win more than the Yankees and the Giants, because I've never seen them win, and I want to be able to witness that. Whereas I feel like a second with the Yankees or a third with the Giants maybe won't hit the same as it would as a first. You know what I mean?
Well, so up until I quit the Jets a few weeks ago, because I did quit the Jets, I retired from the Jets for now. You know, I'm a free agent. Like I said, I'm putting the Jets on hold right now. I'm a free agent in football, and I'm not sure where I'm going to go to this offseason. I'm going to evaluate after the Super Bowl, and I'm going to make a decision what team I'm going to start rooting for, because I'm tired of rooting for a team that gives me, you know, health issues. Let's put it that way. But to me, like, I did see the Rangers win in 94. The Mets, I've actually seen in the World Series more than anybody else. I mean, 86, I wasn't really, you know, I was alive, but I don't really remember. But I saw them in the World Series in 2000. I saw them in 2015. Like, that's recent. You know, I've seen them in the World Series.
Yeah.
And I still need them to win more than any other team, even though the Jets can't even sniff the playoffs. Like, they haven't. I've never seen the Jets in the Super Bowl. Like, so I'm comparing the two. Like, I've seen the Mets in the World Series a couple times, and you think that would scratch the itch. The Rangers have been the Stanley Cup in the past 10-plus years. That should scratch the itch. No, I still need to, like, I'm putting the Jets on the back burner because I need to see the Mets win, even though the Jets haven't been in the Super Bowl since they were there in 1969. Right. So, like, it hasn't changed anything. It's still the Mets need to win. Like, that's my numero uno. Mm-hmm. And even if they do win, then I need them to win again. Like, they need to go on a dynasty. I need them to be a juggernaut. I need them to be the L.A. Dodgers. I need them to be the Kansas City Chiefs. I need them to be the, you know, whatever team in hockey that had the last dynasty,
yeah,
which hasn't been, you know, hasn't been in a while.
Yeah, dynasties is, like, kind of every fan's dream. But honestly, like, for me, I've just sort of won, and I'm fulfilled. Like, it's fulfilling. Like, that's all enough for me, because, like, I have...
You're so selfish. You're always thinking about yourself. What about the other people?
That's unselfish. What are you talking about?
What about the other people that, like, haven't seen the championship? Like, what about my kids? They haven't seen the Yankees win a World Series.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about them, Alex. What are you?
I was like 9 when it happened. I was no, well, 10.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, the Rangers are the only championship I've ever seen. The New York Rangers, the only thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 94. And it was a great run, and I do remember that experience, and I remember the parade they had, and that was amazing. But it wasn't significant because I was like 12, and it was so long ago, and I didn't really appreciate the Rangers as much as I did back then. Like, I mean, as I do now. Like, the Mets, I've always been a Mets fan. I've always followed everything, tooth and nail, every single season. It's like, that's the one thing that on a daily basis, I follow them as much as I follow anything else. The Rangers, I've always watched, always appreciated, but that run was nice. I got into them more after they won a Stanley Cup.
Right, yeah. I see what you're saying, because the reason why I actually became a Nets fan was because at the time, they were fun to watch, and they were better than the Knicks. And it was kind of a bandwagon move, I'll be honest. Well, I was only like 5 or 6 years old.
But then you still have time though. Like, you could have changed in like 6, 7, 8, and that's still legal to change your team by that point in time.
What is the cutoff actually?
I've heard different stories. I will say this. I think double digits is where you've made your
right. I agree.
That point in time, you can't keep on like changing teams.
Yeah.
Because then now you just, they just like wannabe. Type of
yeah,
thing.
It's just kind of like I just kind of want to see how, you know, one championship is differently viewed here in New York, because like you said, New York hasn't won anything for so long, and it needs to change.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. Like look at Boston. Like Boston, like, throughout my whole life, the dynasty with the Patriots, multiple championship with the Bruins. The Red Sox have won more than the Yankees in my lifetime. I know, like, technically earlier in the 2000s, but I mean, I was barely alive. I've remembered more Red Sox championships than the Yankees.
Think about this. Kansas City, they got two teams, right?
Yeah, and the Royals, yeah.
The Royals and the Chiefs. The Royals won in 2015, and the Chiefs now have won how many times? Three times in the past 5 years, yeah. And they're going to try to win. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Something has to change here really, really fast. We need to win. 888-808-119. Gary's in East Haven. Gary, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
So, hi, Pete. Great show. And You know, I'm a Boston fan, and but we've won a few championships in recent times.
You have, and but, you got to stop. I'm not a fan of that.
I know. Well, we haven't won nothing lately, but the thing is that I have a problem, like with the Super Bowl. I just think, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go, go.
Happy birthday, Gary. That's Gary. It's the Steven. You know, damn it. He did that. That he got me last week, too, I think. Back-to-back weeks. Alex, we're slipping here. We're slipping. He got to the point right away, which I appreciate. Because sometimes he belabors and he tricks me and he has a good conversation or tries to have a good conversation and then goes into the Buchanan. This time, at least, he went to the Buchanan quick so we can move on. I appreciate that. I think it's Steve from Manhattan. I think that's his name. I always forget his name. He's not memorable besides the Buchanan stuff. All right, on that note, let's break. 888-808-1019. Would you prefer, as we were just talking about, would you prefer to lose four straight Super Bowls or lose four straight AFC Championship games and never get to the Super Bowl? Which is easier to deal with? That and a lot more as we're talking about Pete Alonso, the Mets. They were supposed to have a deal yesterday that didn't work out. Never happened. Didn't. It felt like it was supposed to happen, but never actually happened. Is it really happening? I think we've got to move on. I think it's over. It's definitely not happening right now. It's not happening this weekend. It may never happen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.